I have some sermon notes for you. I invite you to take them out, grab a pen or a pencil, and follow along this morning. On the back of that is study guides that have been prepared for you. And as we talked about earlier, I invite you to take this home with you and put it by your prayer chair, is what I like to call it. And that way you have a daily devotional based on the sermon today, based upon Pentecost. Pentecost. Well, today the church is celebrating Pentecost. Does anybody know what Pentecost is? What is it? Oh, you don't. That doesn't count. You're a preacher. That doesn't count. Yeah. Well, all right. It's the church's birthday, short and sweet and to the point, but Pentecost for Christians is the day that the church celebrates the fact that God anointed the first Jesus followers, the apostles and others, with the promised Holy Spirit and said, it's time to go public. It was a confirmation of who they were and what they were called to do. And God gave them the power and the gifts to go public. The Spirit gave them the gift to speak in foreign languages, enabling them to go public and to get the word out to a crowd that was in Jerusalem from around the world of the day. And I tried to look for a map that I could put on the screen. If you would understand the world of the day, they were seriously from all over the place, east of the Caspian Sea, north of the Mediterranean, south of the Mediterranean. They were from all over the place this day. So, as we talk about this anointing of the Holy Spirit, who is the Holy Spirit? Who is the Holy Spirit? Christians talk about the term Trinity. Have you ever heard of the term Trinity before? Trinity, yeah. And we could probably take the rest of the service trying to describe it the way I should, but I'm going to try really fast. Trinity means that there is one God. Now, wait a minute, Eric. Try in and of itself means three. So how's that work? Trinity means that there is one God, but there are three ways that we understand to experience that one God. Now, this is so, the language around this is so deep in church's history. You notice I just changed my sentence from what I had in the sermon notes because I had trouble with what I wrote down in the sermon notes. So as far as I'm concerned, you can mark that out and put there are three ways that we understand to experience that one God. There is God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. And by the latest books in the Bible, Christians had begun to name these three characteristics, which was one distinct God. They were trying to explain their belief and how Jesus was God and how this Holy Spirit that was sent was God. And yet this was also the Hebrew God from the Old Testament Scripture, the one that led them through the desert. Well, one way that I have found to understand this is to compare what I am saying about the Son. The Son. Now, this may be oversimplified for some of you, but it is a the best way that I could find to understand the Trinity. In observing the Son, there are three obvious aspects of the Son which are essential for life on earth. The first is the Son itself, which is the source. The Son itself, which is the source. In my metaphor, the Son is not... the second part of this is the light. The light. Now, without the Son, there is no life. Right? But this light is not the Son in and of itself, but an aspect of the Son. Are you following me so far? Are you making connection between the Son and the sky and what I'm trying to tell you with the Trinity here? All right. It is the light from the Son that we see. It's the light that reveals the source. And what's the source? The Son. And the metaphor, the source is God, right? Jesus makes God visible to us. We understand God better because of Jesus.